Now, former County Councillor Tom Wood has published a scrapbook containing over 580 photographs covering three centuries of life and events in and around Cashel. I sat down with him on Friday to discuss the book.
Yeah, well, I suppose, Fran, when we went to the old family home to live in it about 16 years ago, lucky we were able to find old suitcases and biscuit tins, and they were full of photographs. And a lot of the photographs were from my grandmother's time. That would have been the late 1800s, early 1900s. And of course, people treasured photos in those days because, you know, you didn't have a camera. You would have gone to some professional photographer to have a photograph taken. And a lot of the photographs that I found at that time would have come from her family and relatives who had already emigrated to America. And they would send on a picture. And of course, you can imagine how that was treasured. And then back about, 50 years or so more ago, I was coming down Ladies Well one day from the Rock going home to lunch, and Jerry Ryan Spot, everybody will remember him.
Yeah.
He had a bric-a-brac shop up in Carroll's in Ladies Well Street, and he called me and he said, look up there, he says, and he pointed up to a shelf and he said, there's a box up there, he says, a shoe box, and it's full of photographs. He says, if you give me 10 shillings, he says, I'll give it to you. So I hadn't 10 shillings at the time, but my dad gave me the 10 shillings anyway, and I took the box of photographs off of him, and of course, they were hidden away for a long number of years. So then I decided, look, if you want to share photographs with people, the best way to do it was to put them in a book form, like a scrapbook. So there are actually 580 photographs in the book. The earliest ones will go back about 140 years ago, and the more recent ones would be in the last decade or so.
You were telling me a very interesting thing, and I had no idea about this, but a lot of older photographs, people are not smiling, but there's a very good reason why.
Oh yeah, in the older photographs there, and they're so beautifully taken, and people were so proud to be having a photograph taken. They're dressed, you know, in their best.
Yes.
And there are photographs there going back well over 100 years with children and all in them, no one smiling, because you see it took so long for the photograph to be actually taken.
Yes.
That if anybody smiled or moved, the photograph itself would have been ruined because it would be blurred. So people literally didn't smile, and so you didn't say cheese or anything like that. You probably said don't smile, and that was it. And you know, that was
so that's
the
why they look perfectly composed.
Yeah, look perfectly composed. Yeah. The earlier photographs then, They were on cardboard, and we had Dick Maloney in Cashel. I have a section on it there with some of his wonderful photographs from the early 1900s. And Dick was known all over the country at the time. He was an expert in enlarging photographs. But having the photograph on the cardboard background meant that people, when they got it, they could stand it in their parlour or in their sitting room or whatever on the sideboard. So remember, you had no other items of visual items at the time. You didn't have television, they hadn't radio, they had nothing. So even to get a photograph, imagine getting a photograph, we'll say, from the States in the 1890s, early 1900s, from family that might never have come home or would never come home again. To have that was a treasure for people. And as well as that, there's photographs there of lads from Cashel and area that would have joined the army in First World War, Second World War. You know, it was a treat for their parents to have that photograph because it came as a postcard, and they would have written themselves on the back of it. And
you were telling me the army took these.
The army themselves would have taken them, and some were taken where they were in the trenches. And that photograph would have been the only means of the family at home knowing that Johnny or whoever was still alive. So they were treasured. And anything that was written on the back of the postcards, I've actually printed it under the cards. A lot of the spellings weren't correct or whatever, because a lot of them would have left school very early.
Of course, yeah.
And they went off, a lot of them, just for the excitement of going away. Some never came back, and many did come back, you know, fortunately enough. So then there are all kinds of sections then going right through from our Cashel Youth Club back nearly 60 years ago, events in the old City Hall, all the choral and dramatic society and the plays. A lot of photographs there as well from our school days, school photographs of the church in Cashel when we were all altar boys, and when we had nuns in the convent back in the 50s and 60s, and right up to, of course, Cashel tours going back 40, 50 years as well. So, you know, the great thing about it is we're able to share them now. And there's great excitement. I was surprised with the excitement that's out there. People going through it for hours on end and then maybe discovering a family member, maybe a parent or an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent that they hadn't seen maybe in a photograph from that period before. And so kind of it means a lot now to a lot of people.
I was able to share it with family and just to go back on it, on the memory. I can't help but think the great characters that were in the town over the years, and they're captured
and
here.
They're all
particularly
captured
on
there.
Your tours. That was a great opportunity to capture them.
Oh, it was.
Them,
and
it,
remember, very few people even then, say I'm talking about 45, even 50 years ago, few people had cameras.
And
while the photograph mightn't have been of great quality, I decided to put it in because that was a moment in time.
Yeah, of course.
Which would never be captured again. And you know, there's some great characters in it. People going through it, you know, are amazed. You know, it's bringing back very fond memories because you don't have characters now anymore.
Yes, of course.
And remembering Cashel in those days, I suppose, like many other towns, even when we were going to school, you had what they call the corner boys.
Yes.
And they would all be assembled at different corners in the town, like Cantwell's Corner at John Street was one of the favourite ones. And actually, my father told me years ago that the reason why it was a favourite early in the morning was because it got the early morning sun. And a lot of the poor guys that were coming from poor houses and, you know, no heating or nothing. And
so
they always had their overcoats on them and their caps. And they'd be standing there to warm them up in the early morning sun.
But so many characters that I remember from my childhood that I had forgotten about, hadn't even thought about for a Like poor Jackie Ryan.
That's right, Jackie Ryan.
Such a gentle, lovely man. Yeah. I hadn't even thought about him for decades.
And then there's quite a few then relating to when I was working back years ago on The Rock.
Yes.
And Billy Minogue, of course, and Monica, and all of those, and Billy's own father, Joe Minogue, who was the caretaker there for quite a number of years as well. But a great variety, and you know, people have a good laugh as well, as you know, as I said, bring back fond memories.
Of course,
and the only way really to share them. The other section that I have in it as well would be the receipts from a lot of the old shops back in the 1890s, early 1900s. They were belonging to my grandmother, and of course people had a book in the shop in those days, and every week or every fortnight it would be added up and they would pay, and when they paid then they got this lovely receipt, and very often it would be stamped. So they're there from shops like Mullins's and places like that that were in Cashel back in those days.
That's great, yeah. I didn't realise that where you're living at the moment was in your family, obviously, but I didn't realise it was a pharmacy on Main Street in Cashel.
Yeah, it was the apothecary, and some of the little stickers that were on the medicine bottles at the time are in the book. It was an apothecary established there in 1730.
Yes.
And my grandfather was the last one to be an apothecary, and he was there until he retired through ill health in 1934 at the age of 86 years of age.
My God. Would you tell me a little bit about him? Because he had two marriages, didn't he?
He had two marriages, yeah. He was an only child, and he qualified as a medical doctor, first of all, in the 1870s, and then he decided he wasn't going to practice that, so he did like his father and grandfather before him, and he went into the apothecary business. So he came back then to Cashel. In 1886, he married a lady called Anne Haskins. And of course, they lived in the house that we're in at the moment. They didn't have any family. And Anne, at the age of around 65, she died in 1910 in the house. She had pneumonia for about 5 days. And my grandfather then, 2 years later, 1913, there was what wasn't uncommon in those days, an arranged marriage. And my grandfather married my grandmother. She was from the Higgins family out in Ballykelly, just out the Dublin Road. And she was only 29. My grandfather was 65. The following year, 1913, they had the first of 7 boys. My father was the 7th. He was born in 1922. And in 1924, when my grandfather was 76 years of age, they had twin girls.
My God.
Now, we didn't find the prescription as to what he had managed to make up at that time. I often ask my aunts, like, you know, when they were going to the convent, the twin girls, you know, were the other girls kind of laughing at them because, you know, their father was old. Yeah. And they said no, and they remembered him well because they were 11 when he died in 1935. And they said, because he was in such good health, he, in the summer evenings, and you had summers in those days, he used to walk all the children all the way down to the river, and he would dive in himself even, and then they'd all walk back again into town, back to the main street. So he was very, very fortunate that
way.
And
how long did your grandmother live for?
My grandmother then lived until 1959.
Did she?
Yeah, and she died in the main street as well, in 27 Main Street in 1959. So, you know, a lot of what's in the book relates directly to the house itself.
Yes, yeah.
So there are the family photos. I have his first marriage photo in 1886, which I found in the house when he married Anne Haskins. And then, of course, the wedding photos from 1910. And then there was one of the boys, Tom Wood, who was killed in the Second World War. All the material that came back from the British Army too would have come back to lots of families in the country.
Yeah.
You know, the first little letter come in the letterbox just saying somebody is missing in action, etc., right up to a photograph they sent her 2 years after the war of the headstone that was erected to him in Tunisia, where he had been killed. And he had joined the British Army when his father died in 1935. He was known by the girls, the twins and the rest of the boys as Wayward Tom, because he hated school, hated it. And it was a great excuse to go with his father to the county infirmary and to the county home, which it was then, where my grandfather used to compound the medicines. He compounded them there for 50 years. And Tom would go with him. And I presume Tom was nearly able to compound the medicines himself by the time he finished. But when his grandfather retired, when his father retired in 1934, Tom was kind of lost. And my grandmother tried to get him a job and didn't succeed. And eventually he got work building the houses in McCann Street and Lacey Square.
Go on.
And there's a photograph, in fact, of all the those who built those houses at the time in the book. And he got on famously with all the lads up there. And then the following year, in February 35, his father died. And within a couple of days of his father dying, Tom disappeared. And it took them until 3 weeks before Christmas of 35 to discover that he was after joining the British Army, and he was based in the barrack in Armagh. And at home, in fact, the letters that he sent to his mother at that Christmas in pencil, we still have them. So at least she knew where he was, and they were quite happy. But then within another less than 12 months, Wayward Tom had disappeared again. And again, the following Christmas of 36, they discovered that he was actually had deserted the British Army. He was working in central London in the basement of a hotel stoking the boiler. Now, of course, because he had deserted, he couldn't come home, etc., etc.
Yeah.
But again, my grandmother would have been happy to know where he was.
Yes.
So that continued for about a year and a half, and then Wayward Tom disappeared again. He was after rejoining the British Army, the Royal London Fusiliers, the City of London Regiment, using his brother Paddy's birth certificate. And Tom Wood was killed on the 24th of April 1943 in North Africa and is buried as Patrick Wood.
Isn't that an incredible story?
The British Army never knew that the Patrick Wood that died in 43 was the Tom Wood who had deserted a few years earlier.
What wonderful stories, Tom. It's called Tom Wood's A Scrapbook Cashel. A lovely photograph on the front of it, by the way, as well, with you in great
over
style.
Over 50 years ago, with Caroline Price, June Fogarty and Michelle Fogarty in a fancy dress parade, Charlie Chaplin and his family, and a girl that used to come home on holidays from England to Dean Ryan Terrace, and she was my wife in that picture there. But it's the smiles on their faces as the three of them sit in the pram that I decided that should be the cover photo, because it speaks volumes about what the scrapbook is all about.
Doesn't it? And of course, you know, simpler times and better times and all of that. Yeah. Tom, where can the book be?
It's available in Willow Shop in Main Street in Cashel, and also in TikTok Jewellers in Cashel.
And that's Tom Wood chatting to me about his new book, Tom Wood's Scrapbook. And can I highly recommend it to you? It really, really is a very special piece of work indeed. 1800 938 007. Fran, would you ask your listeners, did any of them shop online with a non-post currency card? I tried and it didn't work for me. Just wondering, did anybody else have the same experience? And that's in 2083 311 3311. Fran, the ref was at fault yesterday. The time was up, but he continued on. And he allowed two frees that levelled the game. He should have blown the whistle, it says here. Pat is in Rosgray. He says, Fran, regarding housing. The council acquired houses in Ross Grey last year, one of which was a turnkey property. All houses remain unoccupied and they're fast falling into disrepair. Martin was on to point out that there's a full housing estate finished in Balloch and never lived in. And, okay, lots more coming into us. I'll have a quick peek through that.